Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Love me or leave me.
I could have bet $10 you would have done that.
Never be lonely, y'all. Love Me or Leave Me is a wonderful movie with Doris Day, and y'all need to watch it. Congratulations, you just became a homosexual.
Isn't that about spousal abuse?
Let's move on.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Online, They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Really happy topic.
Y'all, welcome to Reality Gaze.
It might be, maybe it's Doris Day's meatiest role.
No, it is. It is.
It's very, a lot of stuff she did was very fluffy.
No, it was. Yeah. Y'all, this is Reality Gaze with, I'm Maddie and that other queen talking to me in the, if you're watching the video, in the gray blue shirt.
In the QAnon bunker.
In a bunker. That's Jake Anthony, a.k.a. Poodle.
Ooh, I'm down here. Got my enough pickles to last 20 years.
20 years. I totally forgot this is video.
And you're laying on some kind of bed. Looks like a bad hotel.
I'm laying on a bed in this Airbnb. And like most of you doing Zoom calls, I'm not wearing pants. I just have my underwear on because it's hot in here.
Gross. Why is it hot? Turn on your air.
My father gets cold.
You know what? Put him a cancer sweater on.
He needs one. It'll be 75 degrees in here. And he's like, I'm freezing. Are you cold? I'm like, no, Dad. I haven't had chemo. I'm hot.
I'm sure that does. It does buck up your temperature regulation. I'm sure it
shitting
does.
And shitting and shivering. That's what he's doing.
But you need like one of those big like Angora Cosby sweaters that just roast him.
Very true. Very true. But yes, you guys, if you have, as if you have a Sunday afternoon and you're watching AMC like I did when I was in middle school, and Doris Day's Love Me or Leave Me.
You mean TMC, Turner Movie Classics.
TMC.
AMC is like Walking Dead.
It's true. On TMC, and Doris Day, Loves Me or Leave Me comes on, watch that movie, and it'll change your life just like it did mine.
It's interesting that that's your favorite movie, not like Pillow Talk or Touch of Pink. I think it's a Doris Day.
You know why I like Love Me? Because she sings the most in this movie.
Oh, so the real homosexual.
Yeah, it's like it's, she plays gotcha. Ruth Etting, a jazz singer, y'all, back in the, I think, 20s or teens?
I know nothing about
and
Ruth Etting.
She was one of the very first, like, torch song singers, and she ended up dating this guy who was a mafia guy, and they had a very, very abusive, just volatile relationship, and he ended up trying to kill someone for her out of love, even though she didn't want him to.
Sweet film.
Sweet film.
Sweet film.
But, oh, and Doris Day plays, at the way they call it back then, she plays a, quote, a drunk, which was a big deal for Doris Day.
Oh, yeah. With her image.
Yeah. Anyway, who gives a shit? This is gay.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Y'all, this is, we already said, this is reality gays. Do we have any announcements?
We yes.
Do. Lots.
We have, no, don't say lots, because some people are going to go, because
people
no!
go, flip, flip, fast forward.
Because they're driving down the highway and they don't want to hear announcements. Don't turn back because we're going to keep announcing.
And if you're going to fast forward, we're gonna still going to talk about announcements.
Because we're never going to back.
We're going to owe her so much in licensing.
Money. So much money. The first thing that we need to talk
y'all,
about.
Y'all, nobody tell her.
No one nobody tell her. No, be like, Elena, I just think you should know the reality gays sing your song all the time, and they haven't paid you a nickel.
I have a feeling her mother, Marcia, is litigious. Oh. I just have a feeling.
Agreed. Well thought out, yes. Okay, Poodle, I'm going to let you announce this because I know you chose it.
Y'all.
Talk about our Bi-Curious.
Our Bi-Curious, it'll drop sometime this week, probably what, Saturday or Sunday?
And this will be the premiere of our new Bi-Curious theme song.
Yes, we recorded it. Yeah. Yes, it's the premiere of our Bi-Curious theme song.
We still need to record the end.
Oh, that's right. We need to do that. Yeah. God, there's a real honey-do list of things we have to do.
Put it in a sauna.
Oh. Fuck Asana. It's like a bitchy, naggy second mom.
It is. Hey.
Hey, Asana.
Hey, honey.
Hey, did you forget about this?
Honey, you still need to do this. This is your Asana.
I do enjoy it when you do finish something and then a unicorn shoots off.
You're finished. That's what happens every time.
You did it, faggot.
Every time when I like top for 2 seconds, it goes, oh, you did it, Mary. Now get back on your back.
you just pawed like Mr. Ed.
Pawed, yeah.
One, two, three.
Oh, I didn't.
Y'all, you waylaid me.
It really looks like I'm about to film a porn video, y'all. I just looked at the camera view. Like, I'm sitting in this tufted bed.
And there's a huge pillow yes. next to you. It looks like you can't even be bothered.
I agree.
Or it looks like you're in, like, WandaVision with another. It's like you're sitting in a twin, fucking twin bed.
Oh, look, I've got my leg, too. Poodle has his milky white shoulders. I have my milky white eyes.
You have nothing on my creamy shoulders. Okay, by the way, this shirt's too tight, so I can't really do it.
Can't do it. Anyway, what are the announcements?
Ooh. You know, don't want to get in C-17. I'm sorry. I need to say, y'all, the Bi-Curious for this week is, drum roll, please. That's just one drum.
I only have one hand. I'm holding the microphone.
You do it with your tongue. That's a terrible drum roll. Stop. Y'all, it is Seeking Sister Wives. Seeking Sister Wife. I don't know. On TLC. mm. That's awful. Please stop. Please stop.
That is the worst drum noise they put in there.
That sounds so synthetic.
It does. Y'all, seeking
that sister has
wives.
That has not been a drum noise ever. That's been put through so many filters.
So, what episodes are we watching?
Number one, season 3, episode 1, the premiere.
When does it begin?
It starts tonight. Well, we're filming this on a Monday.
Guess I'm gonna have to fit that in this week to watch.
Yep.
Thanks.
We'll do it. Use it in your downtime. Like any of us have downtime right now. I'm getting fucked by my move. Your dad has fake cancer.
He does. He's doing better, but we're starting stem cells this week, y'all. I'm only saying because some of y'all asked. We started stem cells, which means we go every day, and there's a lot of diarrhea, and there's a lot of getting shots.
Can we say instead of a lot of diarrhea?
There's
can
a
we
poopsie,
say,
Daddy? Do you need a colonic? Daddy,
stop! Don't ever say poopsie, Daddy.
The pressure. Pressure.
By the way, that reminds me.
Oh God, that show.
We've mentioned this on our Gatreon. Our reality gates extra show.
That was Smothered, by the way.
Y'all, last week we when we fuck up, we say it. We didn't say this on the free feed show yet, y'all. Last week, Mike and Natalie were grilling, Poodle?
Crab cakes.
They were
those were grilled crab cakes.
And we didn't notice it, and y'all came for us.
Yeah.
And you were disappointed, and once we...
What meal would be best for my sleeve?
How about, I think for appetizer, French onion soup.
French onion soup.
And for the meal, crab cake.
That would go well with my chocolate martini.
Martini, pour one out for Frank in heaven, looking down on his wife, who is now hobnobbing with assorted 90-day celebrities.
We've got to get to it. We're almost 10 minutes in, and we're only on the second announcement. Poor people. So, y'all.
It is not my fault. I'm just trying, and you keep waylaying me.
Okay, so that's the first announcement. The second announcement is...
That's for our $8 Patreon tier.
Yes. Don't forget that if you're on our Ray Alligates extra content, we're reminding you that this Sunday, for the people in the $15 tier, Patreons, actually, because there's no $15 tier on Supercast, but our YouTube Live is this Sunday. It's going to be at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And we'll send you...
That's
from
7 p.m. Eastern.
6 Central.
6 Central. 5 Mountain. I'm getting better at that.
Yes. And so that's going to be going on. We want to remind y'all too, don't forget, if you're on the $8 tier whether it's Patreon or whether it's Supercast, there are no commercials. You get all of our free content as well as
free content for your pleasure.
For ad free for your pleasure. That's what we're calling it, ad free for your pleasure. So, anyway, be sure to check that out. What else, Poodle? There's no...
Y'all, we started this week. We dropped it, I believe, on Saturday. Maybe it was Sunday.
We dropped it on...
The days blur.
We dropped it on Sunday night.
We started our first Discovery Plus Roundup episode where...
Some cars are happy about it. Wow.
And we kind of recap episode 1 and episode 2, which is really episode 3 of The Single Life. Now, if you're confused, like, why they skipped... Carl, they skipped episode 2!
Carl, they missed that episode!
No, y'all, it's Pillow Talk. The way they're doing it is... Episode 1 is like an episode called, like, The Beginning. And then episode 2 is called The Beginning Pillow Talk. And then episode 3 is the same.
We're not interested in the Pillow Talk. I'm sure it's funny. We just don't want to recap.
No. So that's how we're doing it.
It's a hat on a hat.
It's a hat on a hat. So you can be sure to... And again, the Discovery Plus content's on the free feed, But again, if you're on the $8, if you're in Reality Gates Extra at the $8 tier, you get that
ad free for your pleasure.
You get that as well. So we're just like, we're going over this because we did it, and then people are still confused.
It was confusing. Talk about it. Yeah,
shocker. Something we did.
A lot of Carl's Wives in our listenership.
Well,
woo.
And lastly, and then we're gonna get into the show, y'all. Lastly, y'all.
Classless.
March 28th. That's the last day for you to leave your review for our March Madness review of Palooza. Y'all, we are you leave a review that makes us laugh, cry, whatever, makes us feel
spooge.
Makes us feel present. And we're gonna choose five reviews. And we're gonna pick five reviews, and then those five people are all going to get a year worth of Supercast at the $8 level.
Ooh, because Supercast is the only one we can actually gift to you. You can't do that on Patreon.
Patreon, I have to log into your account, or I have to give you my credit card, and then I'm getting
mother's maiden name,
like Muppet porn, and I'm like, I'm not into this.
I don't know your life.
Some guy named Theo who said we told him we'd buy his thing. Now we're paying for it. Literally.
I'd also want to say that unlike the current March Madness, I think ours is more exciting. Unless you're a huge supporter of Oral Roberts U, which seems to be doing very well this year.
You know who's doing well this year in the basketball tournament? North Texas. I don't know if they won.
Good for them.
They were playing like a school called a Valero or something with a V. Valero or Vasquez.
Valparaiso?
Vendetta. It was something
this
with a V.
This is really embarrassing. It's not Valero. No. That is a type of gas.
Victorville? It starts with a V. Valium. It's something like that.
This is embarrassing.
Anyway, y'all. So, yeah.
Villanova. Is it Villanova?
I think it was Villanova.
Don't ask me how I came up with that.
I will say our March Madness is pretty exciting. However, my father's been liking to watch the March Madness.
You just said watch.
He likes to watch the March Madness. It's pretty exciting.
Oh. That's not what we say. Okay. You need to say that is more exciting.
No, it's some hot college men running around all sweaty. Yeah.
Well, at least they're over 18. Clarify.
Well, yes.
Okay. Yes. Good.
They're all at that young, nubile age where they're just stretchy. Ooh. And they just fuck you for like...
Stretchy?
Oh, yeah. And they fuck you for like 20 minutes, and then they spooge all over you, and then you roll over, grab a drink of water, and then you roll back over, and they're just looking
and
at
it's you. It's hard again.
Hard as a rock, and they're tapping on your leg, and you're going, what? Oh, wow. Well. So like,
can I get some Gatorade first?
I guess I'm just going to roll over.
Can I order some Uber Eats?
Can you at least shoot that smart water up my ass? Because I need some electrolytes. You know what? Let's see Jen Aniston do that commercial.
Also, bitch is doing fucking... I love it, the Jen Aniston. Thank you for bringing this up.
I love her.
Is doing fucking Aveeno commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, who in their right fucking mind thinks that Jen Aniston uses Aveeno?
It is a pretty good product. I'm not going
to
lie.
But come on. To look like she does, she uses that lotion made out of baby scrotums. There is no doubt.
Probably. I love Jen Aniston. You know I'm a forever stan.
Fucking Aveeno. I mean, I'm sure it's great. But Jen Aniston like goes to Switzerland and has them do something on her skin. There's her and J-Lo both. They both look incredible. They're defying the laws of nature. It is not just, and yes, it's a little work, but I think it's just they take really good care of their skin. But Aveeno ain't going
to
cut it.
I'm going to have to put a time code on our announcements this week.
That was a mini rant. I needed to say that because the idea of Jen Aniston saying, yep, I use Aveeno, and that's all I need, does not hold water.
Doesn't it make you want Aveeno a little bit?
No.
Oh.
I don't like the way oatmeal feels.
We have to move on. Okay, everybody.
No one gives a shit about any of this.
Let's jump.
God, this show's going to be so long, hopefully. But this is...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I will say, let's just talk about the episode. Whenever they cover all the couples, you guys, I feel like we get shortchanged. It's like when Lalu does that too. And this episode was just kind of checking in with all the couples. I think we might only have 2 to 3 more total episodes left.
There cannot be 2 more episodes. There cannot be 3 more episodes of this. No way.
Maybe two.
It has to be 2. Like they're all getting married next week.
And then we'll probably have 11 tell-alls.
But we're gonna. I promise you now, we're gonna have 3 tell-alls. Although,
yeah.
I think we didn't have a tell-all. We still didn't have one last time.
Boy, they really ate it on that happily the toe tell-all from last season.
We
still don't know where it is. Still,
I wonder if. Well, you know, they're able to have people in studio for Bears All, so I think they'll be able to do an in-person tell-all. They could do it probably in a safer way now, because now we know what to do.
That's true. They do have Bears All. Maybe they're in, like...
I mean, Bravo...
Maybe they'll...
...laws and reunions.
Yeah. Maybe they'll come in one at a time.
Maybe, but they could literally do... I mean, they had, like, all of them just spaced out on, like... Basically, just put them on a...
That's right. Southern Charm.
Yeah, just put them on a recliner. The kind of recliner my dad likes, where it's not really a recliner just for one person.
What doesn't revolve around your dad these days?
Well, but no, I just know a lot. But you know a recliner that, because he's a big guy, it doesn't fit just one real person. It's like 1.5 or like 3 small children. You know those big recliners? But they're not a love seat. They annoy the shit out of me because I'm like, what do I do with this?
Who cares?
Fine.
Sometimes we'll get me talking about something. I'm like, no one cares.
Come at me with how you like your recliners, everybody. Come at me.
I feel like you're getting used to a certain type of lifestyle that
I'm seconds away from putting corn nuts in my Dr. Pepper.
What were we talking? Oh, but Happily Ever After, you guys, does premiere the 25th, I believe, of April.
Of April.
So we've got, I think we've got 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Or maybe 5. So
2 more episodes and 3 total.
They might do that thing where they'll do the last part of the tell-all and then premiere the episode.
Possibly.
So yeah, we don't got much left in this season. Thankfully.
I enjoy a lot of parts. Let's talk about somebody we do enjoy, Yara, and then let's talk about Jovi.
I must say, and I'm gonna surprise you with this.
What? Jovisha.
I'm gonna surprise you with
Is
this.
That what you're gonna say? Jovisha.
I received a certain picture of a certain Jovisha's member, his penis.
What?
This past. Yes, I have received through the email a picture of Jovi's penis.
Drop the accent. This is real. And also, you didn't tell me this at all. And you have not sent me said email.
I've been sitting
on
this.
You
not the penis.
You literally want to. Wait. Back it up.
I've seen it. I have visual. I will not say who gave it to me.
Okay.
But I'm winking at her now.
Yara.
Thank you for it.
Thanks, Yara.
I never want to give away any of my sources.
If anybody's penis is out there.
But a sissy did send it to me.
It's Jovi's.
Yeah, right. I can't believe it didn't spill.
Wait,
did
the sissy send it because she slept with him?
No.
Oh.
She received it from someone, I believe.
Okay.
It's out there, though. It's out there.
And?
Well, I will say this. I had a feeling it was uncut. I had a feeling because a lot of Cajuns sometimes will be uncut. Sometimes I can't, unless I don't know their nationality, it's kind of hard to know uncut. It's kind of like it blocks a little bit of my sight.
Mm-hmm.
And uncut penises are really hard to gauge. They're quite the enigma. I will say this. It's quite thick.
Oh.
Thicc.
Okay.
It's longer than I expected.
Uh-oh.
It is a completely serviceable penis.
You're trying to hide that you want to suck it. Just admit it.
Kind of.
Thank
kind
you.
Of. Just... I would go down on this like my mouth was a magnet.
Whoop.
Breathe there for a minute.
Sorry.
It'd be like that kid in the Christmas Story with his tongue.
Kind of hurt my mouth. That was a good little visual there.
Anyway, it's out there, y'all. It's not going to blow your mind.
It's going to blow your ass.
It would do some damage.
Wow. Well, look at you, Jovi.
I know who it's attached to, though, so it's really hard to... and it was very hard.
It was very hard. I want to know if Kyle from Kyle Noon, I think he has a beautiful penis.
I bet you it is gorgeous. New Orleans, I bet you it's so pretty. Well, he's not from New Orleans.
But he lives in New Orleans, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's just kind of jaunty. It's just saying hello. Yeah. It's a beautiful boy.
We're talking about Kyle Noon right now in our classless in our reality games extra at the $5 tier. We're talking about that.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. Well, that completely waylaid.
I know.
What are we talking about? Oh, wait. I remember. Y'all, they landed at LAX and they're driving to fucking Vegas.
What?
Who the fuck does that?
I thought of one reason. There's no reason. Also, there's five people in that car. There are three people in that back
there
seat.
There are no, y'all.
And I would lose my fucking mind.
It is a 5-hour drive without traffic. And I know this.
And if there is traffic, it would be really bad.
Because I drove to Vegas once and And I told myself, this is the last time I'm ever driving to Vegas. And it was with this queen and our other friend. We drove to Vegas, and I knew it was a bad sign, Poodle, for us to drive out there whenever your car died of gas a block from our house and we had to walk to get gas. We should have known that Lady Luck maybe wouldn't be with us that weekend.
And remember how sad Allie,
our friend Allie, who was
Allie
with us,
because she lost a bunch of money.
Y'all, and this is when. Y'all, we had no business going to Vegas. Like, we were...
No.
We all had, like, $400 maybe in our checking accounts. We were broke.
I think I burned $100, and that was, like, the worst thing in the world to me.
That, yeah, y'all, yeah. We couldn't get an STD. We were so unlucky in Vegas.
It was really bad.
We lost...
But when we flew, it was great.
But when you fly, it's a 45-minute flight. They give you a drink on Southwest. It's great. But then we drove back to Allie, who was having, I think, cramps and then and stressed about. She was just laying down.
Lost a bunch of money.
Crying in the back seat. You were driving and you were pissed off and furious because people kept on slamming their brakes in front of you quickly because traffic
was
so bad. And I just.
Because we left on a Sunday.
And I just wanted to jump out of the car and have someone drive over me.
It was really bad. So this is what this feels like. Yara probably feels like how we felt.
Yeah.
So
why do you think they went to LA?
I think they might have wanted to show Yara the scenery. Okay. And she wanted to see more of the country because all she's seen is New Orleans. And honestly, it's not that pretty around New Orleans. So maybe she's never seen the West.
Okay.
That was kind of why I thought.
Okay.
It still is ridiculous. Or the other thought I had was they might have wanted to stay in LA a couple days, and we just didn't get that.
Okay,
we didn't get that part of the story.
Okay.
So Yara's complaining about Jovi. She's pissed because he's still not spending enough time with her and still not treating her well. She did for a while, but y'all, Jovi's shitty.
Second verse, same as the first.
Yeah. But I like it when she said him. So first of all, it was going to be just me and him. And then his parents came and his friends came. So Jovi is kind of like, you let him take one bite and he will eat all your cake. And I was like, that's accurate. You know who else will do that? This bitch.
Poodle will eat your whole cake.
I will eat all your
whole cake, y'all.
If you want to split a dessert, you better be ready to fight.
He will.
You better be ready to fucking fight.
He will never split a dessert.
Nope. I'm going to eat more of it than you every single time. I don't like, and with my food, because I had to share everything with my brother to the point of like ridiculous things. My mother thought it was an exercise of like humbling us and making us best friends. To this day, my brother still doesn't like to share because of the of how intense my brother, my mother made us share everything.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, I will say dessert is the hardest thing for me to share. Unless I'm full, then I'm like, you can have the rest of it.
You can have the rest of it, or he doesn't like it.
So yeah, she's tired for pregnancy. And then he's like saying, I wish Yar would cheer up. I wish Yar would like get more excited about our wedding that like we're going to Vegas and can't have her parents at. And y'all remember, you can't make anyone, quote unquote, cheer up.
No.
Happiness does not come from other people.
No.
And so if you're pissed off at your significant other or your friend because they're in a shitty mood, you can do absolutely nothing about that. That has to, you can talk to them and try to talk about maybe talking about why they're pissed will make them feel better. But just saying cheer up, not going to help.
Cheer up, Charlie.
That's all I remember that song.
Oh, with a smile.
Obviously, you remember more.
Who wrote that song? You know, it doesn't matter.
Leslie Bricus from the Charlie and Chocolate Factory movie.
It's pretty movie.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden out in my eye.
So they're in Vegas, and it's interesting. They had a long segment. However, nothing really plot-wise happened different with them. It was all kind of the same. They go to this diner called Peggy Sue's Diner. It's like
which is a big landmark. It's with the dinosaurs. You've seen movies where they go to those dinosaurs.
Yes, and so
yeah,
they're going to this diner, and I mean, I can understand Yara. She's like, I'm stuck in this place. It looks like it's like a foreign land to her. Like it does.
Why is your Yara so high?
I don't know. And so she calls her friend and leaves a voicemail message. And then this is bodes well.
Could this be a little more casual when you're like throwing around your water bottle and scratching your nose?
I am. I'm just scratching, itching my crotch. And so
can you lay back a little more too?
Yeah, I will. And so
sad. I'm sorry it's come to this, y'all. I'm really sorry.
She totally is like about to have a mental emotional breakdown. Jovi Shah comes up and says, "Hey, what are you doing?" "Nothing."
"No, what are you doing?"
"Yeah, what are
it's
you doing?"
It's like that. It's really, yeah.
And then says, "You want to go take some pictures?" And she's like, "I don't know. Are you okay?" And then she goes, "Yep, I'm fine. Let's go." And I went, Yara's like a fucking assassin. She just turned that shit.
I will say, and there have been, I think we may have said this last week, but she's been on like four reality shows.
Yeah, before. She knows.
Y'all, she wants to be on television. She knows how to, she now knows by now how to sell herself on television.
Yes.
And how to give a good storyline. You want to give private, confessional stuff, and then you try to act like you're having a good time. But
this is true.
We know they're married because they're going to be on Happily Ever After. This next season.
We do.
Jovi's shitty. But at this point, she's seen so many of the red flags and seen so many things. I'm still Team Yara, but at this point, I'm just like, go back, honey. If you're gonna be that miserable, if you're living a life where you're that miserable, find a different way to use your happiness. I have less sympathy for her than what started.
I mean, we've said this before, and I still stand by it. She knew exactly what she was getting into.
Mm.
You said that, and ever since you said that, I was like, that stuck with Poodle's right. She knows exactly what she's getting into. And also, too, she's pregnant with his baby. I mean, like, so there is a point of like, is, because is Jovi like horrible to her? Is he abusive to her? No, I think it's this way of like, change the way maybe you talk to Jovi, and maybe Jovi will potentially change, because she doesn't talk to him well either.
Don't expect change to come from a person when you don't change.
Yes.
Or even just change your outlook. Change your outlook of, these are people who are here to support me, who've never met me, who they're trying to keep it light. I'm not saying cheer up. I'm saying, Yara, change your outlook so you can somehow enjoy your life more.
Yes.
She feels shitty from pregnancy. That's possibly it. Although Yara's kind of had that face on the entire season.
Yeah, she was acting like this before you got pregnant. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, however, they get to Vegas and things kind of turn around in the fact
I want to say one thing. Sarah in the car mentions, so Jovi, I think it's just for fun, you're going to have a prenup or a pernup, as we call it.
Pernup.
He's like, what can I get from Jovi? Maybe an old couch?
That was amazing.
She's still got jokes, y'all.
She's still a
fan.
I'm happily ever going to watch her on Happily Ever After.
Oh, yeah, Happily Ever After. It's not going to be very happy, but
I think she is married to him and it's already locked down, and y'all, she's going to be pregnant. She's going to be insufferable to him.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be awful.
She's going to ruin his life.
I'm there to watch it.
I'm there to watch it too. Now, so they get to Vegas.
Like Melissa's going to ruin Cheese Stick's wife life.
I hope they're on Happily Ever After, honestly.
Oh, I don't think they'd ever do it again. But y'all,
I guess they would be on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. If you hate Cheese Stick, just know he's going to be serving.
Yes.
I don't hate Cheese Stick.
Do you hate Cheese Stick?
It's hard to hate a golden retriever. I think I did see he has anger issues when he freaked out on her on Bears All. And that kind of freaked me out. I don't hate him. Just know she's going to take care of that for you. She's going to drain all the life from him. That just know,
like,
Cheese Stick is going to get his.
It's the fact that Tim got engaged to her after he had watched the season and seen what her mother is like
baffles me in real life.
Because y'all,
baffles me.
That's what she's going to be like, her mama.
Yeah. Oh, her mom. That mother has poison in her veins.
Good luck,
like
Tim.
Green, like alien.
Good luck.
Yeah. Oh.
The first sign of like little bump that Tim gets on his coat, and the doctor's going to say, "I don't know. This could be cancer," and she's just going to say, "Put him down."
Well, this could be cancer. We can put him to sleep.
We can. He's a dog. He's fine. Jovi and Yara, in Vegas. They're in Vegas, and they get into their room, and this is where they're kind of getting ready, and Yara's like, Jovi, I want to talk to you. And so she basically says the same thing she's been saying. I want you. I'm not happy. Why am I here? I don't feel like you appreciate me. The same thing of, I just want to be a priority to you. However, maybe Jovi hears it.
She does say, all this shit that was going on is about you. And I can't believe I'm saying this. I've got to take up for Jovi here. She does say, Jovi, let's talk. All this shit is about you. And in a way, but I think she's upset that none of it's about her. I think that's more important.
I agree. What she's saying is correct, but the intention of why it bothers her is flawed.
Especially because...
Wow, a blind pig finds an acorn. Good for you, Poodle.
I think they had both decided to go to Vegas. So that part is real.
That is real, yeah.
The idea and the fact that they're their first night in Vegas and she wants them to stay in, I get she's not feeling well.
I get it, but it is a little like...
It's a kind of a big ask.
It's also kind of like it's telling your fiance, go find a stripper, go have fun on your bachelor party, but don't come home drunk.
Yeah, I feel like she...
She wants to put him in situations where she can be upset at him.
She's really... Exactly. She's really good at acting like... At framing the situation that sounds like he's always shitty to her.
Yes.
And you know what? 75% of the time, he's shitty to her.
He is.
However...
But 30% she knew- of the time, he's not.
Or 25.
That's what I said.
But she knew who he was. That it's the whole like the turtles crossing the street, the stream, and the can I give you a ride? Sure, Scorpion, I'll give you a ride. And the gets over there, and the Scorpion stings the turtle, and he's like, "Why'd you do that? You knew I was a Scorpion." What are you doing?
I'm miming it out as you talk. It's like a story. So for the visual people, for the Patreon, they get the whole experience.
It looked like you were having a full body seizure.
You never want me to do that again, do you?
I don't. I don't ever like to see that.
Okay.
I don't want to see that.
But Jovi's like, I got to get my shit together because I can't have, because y'all, now it's not about pissing Yara off. He's like, I can't lose my future baby.
Right. So the thing about it is she needs to keep saying, what about your baby? If she kept saying, what about your baby? What about me and your baby? Because that is the one thing he will always have allegiance because of a patriarchal society. He will always have allegiance with his baby.
She will say that. She just hasn't figured it out yet.
I trust that Yara's a smooth criminal. Yeah. She'll figure it away. She's smart though.
She is smart.
Although I think she's smart even though she picked Jovi.
I feel like she
could have. True, you know what? I wouldn't say no to it.
Let's move on.
Yes.
But before we do, we should take a commercial break. We will be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
And we're back.
Y'all,
let's talk about the real love story of this season. Stephanie Harris.
Hello. Hello, I am here. I am here. I love you.
Smooth, motherfucker.
I love you so much.
Yeah, he's easy with that love bomb, y'all. That word just flows out his mouth.
It comes out of my mouth like my dick does my pants.
Like coconut water.
Y'all, if someone
flows like
if someone has
water.
Harris's dick, I need to see it.
I think it is reasonable. I think Ryan had a bigger dick.
I wouldn't turn both either down in a dark alley.
What would you turn down right now?
That's fair. That's fair.
It's a read. So,
oh boy, y'all, it's the last day.
Harris has to go back to work. Right.
Now, we did have a sissy that came for us and told us that Stephanie's favorite wine, aka
Siop.
It's a wine from guess where?
Where?
Belize.
Oh, Ladyville, Belize.
I think it's a Belizean.
It's right. This tastes like mother's milk to me.
Mother's milk.
Right out of Ladyville, Belize.
Tastes just like Ryan's pre-cum from his cock.
No.
Because that's what she would say. She wouldn't even innuendo. She would just say the grossest thing.
Tastes like a good Belizean semen.
That,
and I don't mean a sailor.
Time Harris worked out and then he put his ball sweat in my mouth. Tastes like that. Siop.
Gross.
Y'all.
Siop. I thought it was like a cheap, like $17 bottle of wine.
Well, maybe that's a lot of money in Belize.
But
as we've learned, how much $100
goes. It was a Moscato.
Yeah.
But no, I'm saying here in the U.S., it's like a $17 bottle of
come
wine.
Come at us if you've had Siop.
Siop.
We won't probably be together. Otherwise, we would order some and drink it for the finale.
It'd give you such a bad hangover.
I know.
I'm sure
I
it's sweet.
It, I'm sure, yeah. So anyway, y'all, it's the last morning for Stephanie. And what's she going to do, Poodle?
They're playing the most ridiculous island music.
They are.
It's like, doo, 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 doo. Sit right back and you'll hear a tale. Doo, doo, doo. A tale of a faithful girl. Doo. Sorry, lady.
Lady.
Ladyville, Belize.
Y'all, they're walking along the beach and she's just like, this last time with Harris, it's just so unbelievable. I'm not even thinking about Ryan anymore. I'm not even going to mention Ryan's name anymore this episode. I promise.
In the next minute.
Is that Ryan?
Uh, Then all of a sudden, Harris says, hold this. Hold and it. Without warning.
Let me do something impressive
literally
for you.
Shimmies up this tree. The quickest I've ever seen anyone without shoes. And I'm just like, that's impressive.
Some people put the lime in the coconut.
That motherfucker climbed that tree
I put
so
the
quickly.
Harris in the coconut. You know why? You know why he knows how to climb a tree so quickly? Because he's used to hiding from other wives' husbands.
I was going to say, he can make a quick getaway.
He's like, oh, fuck. Husband's back in town. Let me exit stage right.
And her reaction is like this. She's smiling and also kind of wondering where she is.
Harris.
Zanny Granny.
Harris is the man.
The sex is phenomenal.
So wait.
Have they had
sex while they're here then?
I'm not
because
sure.
We don't know.
I think they have. They've had sex once. We know that.
Since he's been back?
No, before.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I think they've been banging.
But it's shocking to me that from an edit wise, they didn't let us know that since all she's been talking about is sex with Ryan.
Harris. Easy mistake.
No. Ryan Harris.
Even she can't keep him straight. And he even says, one day I picture myself with her in Michigan.
One in Michigan.
Says, I have big dreams.
Pursuing my dreams. Yes, they involve her. Maybe.
Stephanie so says, you can tell Harris is a nice man. That's it, y'all. That's all that she... Boy, Maria the psychic missed the boat on this one.
Right. So the next thing
I think
he says,
the psychic does coke.
Oh, she can't afford that. No, it's just pain pills. like Stephanie, it's just pain. It's an opioid addiction. Y'all, cocaine is a very expensive drug.
I wouldn't know.
if you do the good stuff, it'll cost you a lot of money. Ugh. Pulling up to a gas station, just hoping someone can hand you the right thing without
you
the
know
cops
what?
Seeing.
We can't live your youth right now. We don't have time. We had too many announcements.
I've heard.
Y'all don't do drugs. Reality Gaze does not support drug use. Illegal drug use, that is.
So he's like, hold this for me while I do this. He smashes it and tries to kind of, she's going to drink the coconut out of the water. And she's like, okay, so this is another episode of 90 Day Gays, sorry, not Reality Gays Theater. Kind of. Why will that ever not be funny?
I don't know.
Even though that's a terrible rim shot.
I know.
So and scene. So this is what it looks like.
Ella, you drink the coconut, lady. Drink it. Drink the coconut. Your lips won't shut. Your lips. Why won't your lips shut? What is in your lips? Why do you look? You look like a guppy right now. What is happening? Water.
I'm really upset. I just let that vodka go.
What's wrong, my lovely lady?
I think my lip is leaking.
Oh, I shall drink from the coconut and imagine it's your ladiness.
It's my pussy? Wow, you did that a lot better than me.
I have a talent in that.
You lap that up like cuckoo. Oh, cuckoo. You lap like cuckoos, you know, my kitty.
I have.
Cuckoo.
I have had many cats. I cannot wait to pet your cat.
You know what?
No.
I know another cat. I can't wait you all meet this afternoon.
Oh.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
My vagina.
Oh, I love that. I love it. It's great.
We got Lou.
It's more fun to be inside of you than it is Walmart. Because I love the electronic section at Walmart. It's great.
Harris, I need to talk to you about something.
Yeah.
So I'm going on your Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm going on your Facebook every day.
Your eyes are so gorgeous.
I see. Here, let me open them up really big for you.
Okay.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard with the Xanax and the sip.
All right, so that's it. Nothing to talk about. Let's go. You ready? Okay, I'll get my stuff.
I want to talk to you about your Facebook and your baby mama. I know a lot of people think baby mama is an offensive phrase because it just means like a receptacle to give you babies.
Thank you for saying that.
But that's how I see her.
Pause. Thank you for saying that because it's fucking disrespectful of
it's
the
disgusting.
Mother. It's disgusting.
It's fucking disgusting. It sounds like baby receptacle.
It does. Baby mama, baby daddy, anyway.
Oh, it's awful. It dehumanizes people.
Play.
And unpause. Anyway, I need to talk to you about your baby mama.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing here in this Facebook picture dated 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
And it looks like, you know, she's having a good time. Yeah. This is a face of a woman who's in love with you,
well,
Harris.
We just had sex. I mean, 7 years ago.
What?
When we had children, we had sex. Here.
Sorry, the sip's working on my hearing. You gotta say it in mama's good ear, honey.
Oh, I'm just
gotta
saying.
Say it.
We just had a Saturday together for my birthday
and
wanted to take a picture to show our kids that we're happy.
That I don't know. That doesn't look like an unhappy couple to me, Harris.
What do you think? It's not like she looks like she's in love with me. Surely you're not suggesting from a picture that someone's in love with me like you're a crazy psychic.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Okay. Well, you know, it doesn't matter to me, baby, because look at my eyes.
Hold up.
Look at my eyes. I'm blinking. I love you.
Okay.
I love you.
You know, you're saying nice words.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to listen to the questions inside my head.
Okay.
And I'm going to go on and go with my heart.
You want to go put you to bed? It feels like you're about to pass out.
Mommy needs a good temperature check.
And oh, wow. Wow.
That was disgusting.
And scene.
I want to continue it to later in the day.
Oh,
still
no.
Doing theater.
Oh, no. He's making me do
Harris,
more.
Harris, it's your last day here. I need you to know I put some food in your shorts so you get hungry on the plane ride.
That is very thoughtful.
I do the same thing for Cuckoo.
Yeah.
I put a little bit of not Elpo, that's for dogs.
Okay.
What am I saying? A little bit of meow mix sometimes. In my pocket.
You really,
and Cuckoo gets in there and eats
for somebody
it.
Who know has a cat, you really know nothing about cat food for the last 15 years. But sure.
Yo, what? You know, I mean, what? Even, you want money?
Hello, lady love. Yes, I will take food. I will take this $3,000 watch.
Don't forget your phone,
okay.
Your watch,
I'm just gonna,
all the stuff that I gave you. All the stuff that I gave you that Ryan didn't want. I mean, all this stuff I brought just for you, Harris.
I don't need anything else. I'm fine. I'm leaving with my dignity.
Wait.
I'll see you.
Let me give you $100 bill out of my ridiculously opulent square thing that looks like a bunch of cash. And it looks like I'm paying you like you're a sex worker.
Who needs dignity? Give me the $100.
Here's the $100 bill.
Thank you. This is 2 weeks' salary here.
You know what? Just go buy Snicks.
Okay.
You go buy a hot dog. Yeah. You go buy a hot dog.
Right. Yeah.
What's a hot dog? Right. What's the hot dogs cost? $50?
Yeah, Olive Garden at least $70. I like all those breadsticks.
You're gonna have a lot of snacks for that.
Okay.
Buy $100 worth of snacks.
I'm gonna grab my trash bag and I'm
you
gonna
buy
leave.
A Kind bar.
Okay. I'm gonna leave.
Kind bars are expensive.
Love ya.
And scene. Y'all,
that purse was one of the most garish things.
She has the most hideous accessories.
Well, she has it. Here's the deal: she literally is advertising that she has money and wants to buy people. And I'm going to say this again.
It's gross. It's gross.
Stephanie is not as rich as she wants us to think she is.
Oh, I think we've established that. I'd also like to agree with Stephanie. This is controversial, but I think $100 bills look fake too. Or Harris, I'm sorry. Oh. Harris, like, this looks fake, baby.
I'm still not used to new money. The new money that they did like 15 years ago.
They look fake.
I'm still used to the old ones.
he's like, baby, this is fake. And she's like, here is this real. Honestly, if she's that fucking out of it, I wouldn't blame him for saying someone just gave this to her and bitch didn't notice.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she's.
So Harris literally says, back to the jungle. And then he drives off.
Drives off on his golf cart
and looks sad.
And she goes, there goes the man I love.
There goes the man I love.
Off on that golf cart.
But y'all, she's still, just when you think this storyline's done, no. She still feels
the gods gave us another gift.
She feels like just to embody white American privilege, Stephanie.
I gotta meet the baby mama.
Because Stephanie feels like that's her right.
Right? I noticed that too. She's like, I gotta meet everybody in this guy's life before I buy him and take him back with me.
Unless you plan on getting engaged and marrying someone.
You have no right to meet their baby mama. Or their, I would prefer him call her to call him his ex, or the mother of his children. Yes. But baby mama is just,
or even if she said,
awful.
I want to meet his kid's mom. The kid's mom.
All of it's much better.
That's short and sweet. The kid's mom. That's fine.
It is terrible to demand a meeting with her, but she thinks she can as some type of like white overlord who comes to their tropical island. I will meet anyone who I decide to.
She's like a villain in like an old Indiana Jones movie.
Who's drunk and on Xanax?
Yeah.
Indiana Jones, you have stolen your last artifact.
Now, where's that bottle of ship?
Cool. We got Indiana Jones, cool. We got him.
You know what? I lost my whip in that river, but otherwise, I would be.
Indiana Jones, you want this $3,000? Watch. I'll give it to you if you fuck me. The idea of her talking to Harrison Ford, who's like tied up.
And then as she leaves, I'm sorry I took all your island's magical totems and ruined your culture. I have melancholy. I learned that word in eighth grade and I wanted to say it.
Melancholy.
Anyway.
That's all I've got. God, she's terrible and wonderful.
She's horrible.
She's wonderful for me to make fun
of. And
I
want her on other seasons of this show. I'm not going to lie.
Me too. Now, what she represents.
Her on the single life, they will get so many Discovery Plus subscriptions.
She'll do it too because she's so ready. Oh. She's so ready for fame. Yeah. She's really, really hurt. That's one thing I have to say about Stephanie. There's hurt that goes deep.
But there's, I think that there's, even if you have hurt and pain, there's still a way you can treat people. And the difference of the way.
No, I agree.
Hold on, let me finish. I just want to say there's such a, that we can see that in the way Darcy treats people and the way Stephanie treats people.
Two
white, pretty women who kind of have the same type of privilege, who share that same privilege pool. And the way Darcy and who both probably have an alcohol and or. Well, I don't know about Darcy, but Darcy does drink too much. And so does Stephanie.
I think they have issues with alcohol. But let's say this. They have emotional issues with alcohol. Alcohol.
Well, and actually, I shouldn't even compare because Stephanie's on a whole other level.
No,
yeah, she's
Zanny Granny, as they call her on Reddit, is like,
She's like, and Darcy is not that at all.
Fire Marshal Bill face.
Darcy just gets drunk when she does cameos, and we all kind of love it.
Eyes on the prize.
Eyes on the prize. I need to get drunk and do cameos when I go to LA because I just need to get drunk when I go back home.
I have like 7 to do, and it's been fucking up because like my new phone cameo won't open.
Wait.
And so I have to keep checking my old phone.
Your phone works now?
My new phone works now. Yeah.
Wow.
I got it fixed.
That only took.
Yeah, I can do stuff when you're not in town. Stuff happens when you're not in town, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
That you deign to.
I don't have to nag you about it at all. But anyway. I don't know. I was talking about you waylaid me. It's fine. I don't care.
No, you waylaid yourself.
Maybe. Let's talk about my favorite thing to talk about. Target. I forgot. That is one thing in Houston. There is a Super Target by us, and I forgot how much Super Target gives me joy.
This is so basic.
Oh. Y'all, I don't care. Super Target still gives me joy. I love seeing things from Archer's Farms. I love seeing things from Good and Gather, all of the Target brands.
I find a Super Target overwhelms me because I need so many things. And even the grocery store area overwhelms me. It feels like I want everything. I want the world. I want the whole world. I want it all.
I can't argue.
I want it all.
I can't argue that. I want it all.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo, come to mommy. Where are you going, cuckoo?
Cuckoo. Harris and I broke up. Can you give me that coconut? Oh, okay. So, anyway, y'all.
So, this is Rebecca and Ziad, by the way, if we're not clear.
This is kind of like Us Weekly when they do Just Like Us. Like when celebrities you love do things that you do.
Oh, Rebecca definitely shops at Target.
I just want to pause.
By the way, they're taking every evidence of brand name, but we know, y'all, all the red, it is fucking Target.
What would you do if you saw Rebecca and Ziad in Target?
I'd lose my mind.
I would hide behind a clothes rack and stalk them.
Oh, me too.
Would you talk to them?
I think in earshot, I would say so much beautiful.
Just as they're walking down men's fashion and Ziad just hears it.
Yes. I would say that, and they would look at me, and I did that to a celebrity one time, said some kind of catchphrase, and they turned around and waved. And that's all I ever want. I don't really want to meet celebrities.
Celebrity, you mean Tia Mowry when you wailed when you were drunk after karaoke.
When I was drunk.
And she turned around and waved and whispered to her husband, "Don't let him get close to me."
I screamed at Tia Mowry
while she was crossing a dangerous
National Boulevard.
Well, she was terrified.
She did look like she was fearing for her life when I was screaming at her.
And y'all, because Jake yelled, he went, "Twitch!" And then he kind of did the thing when Jake drinks. He goes, takes it off.
I think people have seen me do that before here. I will say, Tia Mowry or Tamara, I'm not sure.
We don't know which one cool. It was.
They're twins. How am I going to know? I think they both were there. But I think one of them is on The Masked Singer this time. And I think, I can't remember who it is. Maybe the Black Swan. That's my guess for who's that. I'm obsessed with The Masked Singer. You guys, we haven't covered it yet on the show because I would probably just fangirl the whole time because it's not a show. I thought it was ridiculous when I started watching it, but I'm obsessed with it now. And you know, unfortunately, who makes the best guesses? Ugh, Jenny McCarthy. And Nicole Scherzinger, who I love. I'll stop talking about The Masked Singer now.
I'm just waiting.
You need to watch it. You would love it.
I watched The Masked Dancer with my dad.
What did you say? Masked Dancer?
I've been talking like Stephanie too much.
The Masked Dancer makes no sense because we don't recognize people by their dancing.
We don't have time for this.
No, think about it. Masked Dancer makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
Thank you. That's all I need in this world, a little bit of validation.
A little.
That's all I need.
Anyway, y'all, they're saying for Rebecca, I would freak out as well. They are wedding dress shopping, and Rebecca just keeps saying over and over to Zied, baby, baby, baby.
What do we need for the wedding?
Baby, but we got over here. Baby. No, baby. That's the wrong section. Baby, she is having a complete melt. Y'all, she's just walking around Target chewing on that jaw.
I've also got to say, Rebecca, just like Yara, knew what she was getting. He's going to be useless with the wedding.
Well,
you knew that.
She did know that. And Yara, we don't know what time frame they're dealing with. Yara is not dealing with doing a... Now, granted, Jovi's leaving, but she's known that for a while. Yara knew that. Rebecca's dealing with, holy fuck, we've got to have quick COVID wedding.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of that angst that is about her freaking out because she's not getting the wedding she wants. Yeah. And Rebecca always puts more stress on herself than she puts on anybody else.
You know, that's hard because I sympathize for any bride. I get that, y'all. This year was a lot of popped dreams. So I get that. But then also, it is kind of like, look at the way Julia took the news. And we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
It was very definitely look at like sometimes. Anyway, we'll talk about it with Julia. But the way she was just kind of like, okay, let's do this. So, but Rebecca's having none of it. She is really upset that Zied wants to wear a red jacket and then he has blue pants. Shoes. She's like,
why is she shocked? He knows what she knows what he dressed as. That yellow top.
I mean,
I still have nightmares.
So they're because they probably don't have any money because they're shopping at Target for wedding stuff. So bless her heart on
Target wedding.
Y'all,
she
is basically, she reminds me of like, it's almost like a Eunice in Mama's Family when
she's so Eunice.
When she's freak, and I know that she would probably take that as a compliment. But she's like freaking out and dancing and everything's falling apart. And right when she thinks she just is going to get everything together, just like Mama says something to Eunice, Rebecca turns to the Target lady, says, ma'am, can we try this on? And the woman says, oh, I'm sorry, we can't do that right now.
Can't do it. No, it's not even that nice. She's like, nope, not open.
Not open.
Can't happen.
And Rebecca goes.
And Eunice would go.
She goes, what did you mama? Say? What did you say, mama?
What did you say to me, mama?
With her That's what was happening to Rebecca inside. What did you say to me, Target
what
lady?
Did you say, ma? What did you say, lady? I can't go in there.
I was bugging out.
I've got to say, for you and me both, Carol Burnett, specifically Eunice and Vicki Lawrence, formed a lot of our comic sensibilities.
When Carol Burnett passes away, I'm like, I'll probably.
It's going to be hard
for
me.
I'm going to take a week off the show. I'm just telling you that now.
It's going to be hard for me, too. Carol Burnett, Bea Arthur was hard for me.
That was hard,
too. Bea Arthur was a hard one for me.
McClanahan was hard. All the Golden Girls were hard. Well, Sophia, I was younger. I was getting fucked a lot. I wasn't fucking away a lot of pain. But Bea Arthur and Rue McClanahan, woo.
Yeah, it's just they taught us a lot about how to channel. There's some kind of hurt in your own comedy.
And I watched the Golden Girls with my grandmother. I think you did too, didn't you?
I did not.
So it was associated.
My mother said, "This show's risque. Don't watch this show. It's risque."
Hazel Jean loved it.
This show's too sexual. I don't want you boys watching it.
She loved it.
Caw. No, I never watched it with my grandmother. I watched it with, I think I watched it just when it was on. And I don't think my mother wanted me to watch it. But
like in reruns? Because I remember watching like when it came on Saturday night.
I watched it. Yeah, I watched it when it came on. But then I watched the reruns too.
Isn't that weird how, I think that's God. I think, or the universe, or whatever you want to believe. No. But I feel like
gay God.
Gay. Hey. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, girl. But no, that we lived in these towns where these things weren't accessible, but we knew there was like...
God bless syndication.
I think that there is like, though, for a lot of people, we find these things that energetically we just get attracted to.
Oh, I totally believe that. You're right.
And so, and for me, whatever you believe, for me, that's good. But so... Rebecca needs some God right now because she's going to fucking flip out. And Zied's like,
it's super tense.
I cannot do anything.
She is so much angry.
She's so much angry. I want to play my PlayStation.
And
Fortnite.
He's even saying.
So enjoyable, Fortnite.
So good. He's really upset because... His family isn't going to... He does say out of nowhere, he's like, so upset family does not get to... And she looks in like this. with murder in her eyes.
I don't have time.
Shut up.
I don't give a flying fuck about your family right now. I can't fit into my wedding dress.
She is at the very... She's the very edge of becoming a bridezilla right at this moment because she's having to do it all herself.
And think about it. At the end of the day... She can't fit into her dress. And you know why? Probably because Rebecca probably did what all of us did. We all gained weight in fucking COVID.
Yeah.
And if you're someone that got your shit together during COVID, I'm talking like this is my dad
you're
now.
You're talking like your father.
And COVID.
COVID is what my father says. In the COVID.
If you got your shit together.
Friend, don't get the COVID.
And you worked out and lost weight. That's great. But maybe you don't need a post about it.
I'm trying to do that now, but I'm kind of mum's the word about it because, y'all, we've all got that COVID tire hanging around us.
Oh, yes.
And it's completely okay.
It's okay.
You are normal.
But right
now, you're motherfucking normal.
But right now, Rebecca doesn't feel normal. She just feels like a loser.
Yeah. She's probably been like doing stuff. The thing about it is if you're eating and you're doing stuff while you're eating, you're actually going to wind up eating more. So if you're really busy, chances are you won't lose weight.
You probably shouldn't
because all your meals.
You probably shouldn't give away Noom secrets since, you know, people are supposed to pay for that. And you're just telling everybody what to do for free. It's not like they're a sponsor.
They better
be. They're not, though, yet. So
call me,
I can't talk about the amazing Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar, and you can't talk about Noom.
No, you can't talk about no fucking Dr. Pepper.
It's delicious.
Talk about it. Basically, we do have a scene with Wiem, Zied's sister, where he tells her that he's getting married. And earlier than they thought.
She already knows. He's getting married. She already knows he left Tunisia to move to another country. And yet
what
she's still
he want her to say
she's getting married a month earlier.
I think bullshit. She's just still pissed. No, I think she's just still pissed and hurt.
Get the fuck over it.
Well,
come on.
I think she's just being a protective sister.
I don't. I think she's
Really?
I think she's being a sore sport and she's making it about her. Get the fuck over it. He has chosen to move to another country at this point. Get on board or get off.
But that's her hurt. That's her hurt.
But he has talked to her about this. He is, at least what we've seen.
He's not that communicative.
I just think that she needs, that is not about him. That is all about her and she needs to process that.
I agree, but he doesn't have the emotional intelligence to realize that.
Don't expect... But she's known Zied his whole life. Why would she expect anything different?
Yeah. It just seems
like, why is this a big surprise? The only thing that changed was that they were getting married a month earlier.
I think it was a bigger deal for an issue. The bigger issue here was he said, so what do you think? And he expected her to be happy about it. And she's never been happy about him getting married.
No.
So I think that was the problem, that he expected some type of joyous congratulations.
Yeah.
And some type of, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes. And I think that I agree with that. Like, he shouldn't expect that. And though at this point she could say, you know how I feel about this. It's, I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
But I love you. Whatever you want to do. Like, if fucking Hazel can come out as a bisexual and her dad's okay with it, fucking Zia's sister can
that
be
that was something.
Fucking Zia's sister can be fine with her getting married.
We're gonna talk about that tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Especially what the mom said.
Save it. It was so good. It was so good. Save it. It was so good. Oh.
So what was interesting, he was explaining to her almost in terms that she could understand. He's like, well, here I can find a job. And I went, yes, you do love Rebecca, but boy, this compounds it, doesn't it? It was the first time I've heard him say anything to anyone else besides Rebecca. Maybe because we haven't seen a lot of time where he's been talking to people other than Rebecca or when she hasn't been there. And he said, I can find a life better for myself that's in Tunisia. So maybe these things, I do think that he does love her.
Oh, I think so too.
I do think that he loves
her. I think it's just like when you're talking, you plead your case differently to different people.
He's combined them both in his mind.
Okay. You always
combine.
You always are combining, and that's kind of a good word.
He's combined
them. What combined mean? When you don't know what you're talking about, but you combine things? What does it mean?
I'm combined. He's shot cum in my eyes. So I'm combined. Okay.
There we are. Excuse me. I can't see. Because Harris is a man.
Harris came in my eyes.
And I will come.
Someone see my insurer.
And I will come again because I love you.
So she basically says, good luck to you. I'm not going to give you my blessing. And so it's kind of upsetting.
She says something. I wrote it down wrong. She says this phrase, something like, may God something these things for you. I forgot what she said. It was so good. This is terrible. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Sorry. Now, so y'all, cut to.
They're in the car.
By the way, I want to say the music.
A dog in the back in a cage.
The music when they were in Target, by the way, was great too. The music was like.
The music soup has been so good this season.
So good this season. So they're driving in the car, and Rebecca, y'all, they usually 90 Day Fiance scenes start off with like, so, hey, honey, are you excited about the wedding? And they say no, or they say yes. And then they get upset.
We're past those pleasantries.
Y'all, it cuts. Rebecca's driving in the car like Cruella DeVille looking for Dalmatian puppies, and she's just saying, I don't have a cake. I can't even make my own cake. I don't even think I'm going to get a cake. I just want cake, but I hate to
make
cake,
the wedding
but
cake.
I can't fit it to my wedding.
Y'all, this symbolizes all the sadness of that wedding and how stressed she is and how she's had to do everything through sheer will of her own to make this wedding happen. And I got to admire her a little bit. Y'all, if you as the bride make your own wedding cake, please outsource that to somebody else.
God bless you.
I am begging you.
Please do. I'm just going to say too.
Ask your aunt to do it.
But this Aunt Peggy makes cakes all the time. She'll do it.
You've said that.
This is why I love Rebecca, because Rebecca is so many. I think even though she's not in a mom role per se,
she's lots of my female relatives.
So much of our moms. I mean, how many times have you seen or hear in the Sissy Squad or our private Facebook?
She reminds me of my mom.
Private Facebook group. We have fun in there. In the Sissy Squad, we have moms talking all the time. Like, I am the HR manager for my household and my husband does nothing. What the fuck do I do? That's why I love Rebecca.
I think it's so interesting, though, when she's talking. We'll get to this, too, when she's talking to Melanie.
Melanie.
I always have to say that with her friend. Y'all, Melanie's a good ride or die,
too.
She
is a good friend.
She's there. She's giving her straight talk, Dolly Parton style.
Straight talk, and hold the sugar, please.
Finish the song. I don't think I can remember the lyrics. Straight talk.
Tape sounds plenty good to me. Don't talk to me in circles with a mumbo jumbo drive.
Straight talk, and we're going to be all right. Hey!
And when we sang that, Jake would go, "And we're going to be all right, bitch." He would
say. I would. We wore that in Dolly Parton wigs.
And went for one of our cabaret's.
Yeah. And I believe straight people asked us questions. That's what it was called, straight talk.
Straight people asked us questions about straight sex.
About straight gay sex,
about
I believe.
Gay
wasn't
sex.
It?
I don't remember.
Or maybe we asked them questions. I think it was what it was. We asked them questions about how straight people had sex.
Yes, about that was it.
And you asked that, how do you have sex with three holes?
I think I did. I still didn't know. You know what? And then we realized we were singing the song, and we went back and I looked, and my friend was there with her 2-year-old baby in the middle of that song, and I went, "Oh God, there's
That's
a
right.
baby here."
Someone brought a baby.
And I shoved you back on stage and I ended the number early because I was so horrible.
It's like that Reese Witherspoon, Sweet Home of Alabama. You got a baby in a bar.
True. So, anyway.
So
Melanie and Rebecca, yes.
Melanie!
Oh, yeah.
And she's going.
Oh, hold on.
Melanie's at the camera.
This is where Rebecca is. She can't have a cake. She can't find her ring.
No, she's
lost. And her wedding dress doesn't fit. Like,
and it's going to rain tomorrow.
It's going to rain tomorrow. Like, what else can go wrong for this wedding?
And so she goes over because Melanie's going to help her with the dress. And then all of a sudden, this is how strong Rebecca is. She's been chewing on her mouth for so long. And she doesn't break down. She just gets teary like our moms would.
Yes.
And she's like, "I've just been working 60 hours trying to make sure Ziad is happy, trying to make her everybody else is happy. And I've lost total control of my life." And she only tears up. Anyone else would have lost their shit, Natalie style.
Yeah.
And she knows as a Southern woman, she has to hold it together because she's the glue that holds everything together. It's like my family. If my mother starts crying, everyone's like, "What's going on? Oh shit, things are really bad." If my mom is crying, even though she cries and you won't be able to see her, or she'll cry, she'll do the fake crying, like, "You know, I just don't know." But that's all manipulative crying.
Wow.
Wow. Don't you wow me, you
just brought up some,
bitch.
You just brought up some
brought just up some gave away
family,
too much.
Yeah, a little family trauma there. That's very true, though. It's very true.
And you know what Melanie says? The best friend that she says, she looks at her right in her eyes and says, "You know, honey, all this is out of your control. The fact that your dress doesn't fit, the fact that blah, blah, blah is the rain on the wedding day, all of it. None of that you can control." And Rebecca's like,
I'll be honest, just with everything going on, but I told Poodle, I needed to.
This was triggering for you.
No, not triggering. It was personal for me. So, because I don't say triggering because it wasn't a negative thing. It was actually, it calmed me in that moment.
It made you feel better.
It made me feel better. It made me feel less alone because I hope that. We re-drag this show because there's the Stephanies in the world on this show. But then there's the people like Rebecca who have these moments of humanity that remind us we all go through these things. I mean, I'd buy Melanie a beer. I was so thankful for that talk.
Ugh. So you're talking about from your dad's cancer con.
Yeah, fake cancer is just stressing me out. But I'm fine now.
Just whatever. You know, I want to say I never called it fake cancer. You called it that. I never really said that I didn't believe you. All I said is that I haven't seen a medical report.
I just want to say that we had a sissy who her mother is going through cancer right now. And that us talking that way made her laugh a whole bunch. So hopefully we don't.
And y'all, that's the only reason I do that. If I have to go on record and say that I believe his father's cancer, I will. The fact that you guys think
some people that, really think that you think it's fake.
I have gotten messages about you shouldn't say this.
Carl Poodle doesn't believe in cancer. Doesn't he know about your mama? Poodle.
And I want to say one thing about that. Before you have that thought, think. These two men are friends. why would one say that to the
and
other?
Best friend.
It's not to hurt. Yeah. Or this is
20 years.
This is I just want people who think that way about me to just take a moment and think about what my intention might be.
I mean, it's really almost been 30 years, but I don't want people to know you're 50.
I hate you. I'm 18 months older than you. Actually, less than 18 months, a little less. Like 18 months and less than a day. Melanie gives this like the cherry on this friend Sunday by saying, "You're not going to get the wedding you're wanting, but you got the man you wanted."
That was real.
Oh,
because y'all,
thank God for Melanie and friends like Melanie.
Because no matter what wedding you're doing, if it's a true wedding at your, it is about, yes, you want to show love, and but it is about the two people committing a union together. And like Rebecca, you are marrying Zied, who's a good guy.
He's a good guy,
and he's marrying someone who's a good woman.
Yeah, and I do believe that most of this is manufactured drama. I think I will say that that's been a feature of this season that I have not enjoyed.
There has been more manufactured drama, but I do think some of this. I think a lot of this was manufactured, and then when Corona happened, and
a lot of it's COVID related.
I think a lot of the producers were like,
Rachel, this is Sarah. Rebecca's gonna freak the fuck out. We want to make sure to get an extra camera.
get
on
the cameras over there.
I totally think that's what happened. And anyway, I just so.
That's the show, y'all. We'll be back tomorrow for
That is the show. You can go to
Part Dose.
You can go to realitygatespodcast.com.
Doses.
You can find us on Cameo. I'm a little paused right now, but you can find Poodle on Cameo. If you want to leave a cameo with me, just do Poodle right now because he needs to do more anyway.
No, I'm doing plenty.
Y'all, in fact, do Poodle is, you know, right now. If you want to be right now, if you book your cameo now,
you're going back and forth between phones too.
Y'all, this is the last cameos you're going to get of Civil War letters behind that antique stunt. You're not going to get any more.
That's true.
Week. He's going to have a new.
I don't know where I'm going to be doing my cameos. Modern from the sconce.
It's a new modern apartment with granite countertops, and it's not going to be the same. Okay.
It still looks old, though.
They're quartz.
My apartment, my new apartment.
They're still nice.
Still looks old.
Which, honestly, I prefer quartz countertops because granite, you know what? Who cares?
No one gives a shit. End of the show.
Y'all, we
fuck.
Call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all lonely hearts just looking for love in all the wrong places?
I just screamed and I just spit everywhere.
Everywhere. Like, you can see it on the video. It's disgusting.
Yes. And if you have been planning your wedding for yourself,
cool.
Poodle. I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your
caboose. Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But They too can be junk forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttily, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.